Good morning, my loves. This is Roseanne Austin, and I am so excited and happy to welcome you this morning to our teleseminar called Building Unshakable Confidence in Your Body. Trust and love the skin you are in on your fertility journey. And while I may sound a little bit like a frog this morning, I can assure you, loves, that I am bringing so much aloha energy with me this morning, talking about your body and body confidence and trusting in your body is one of my favorite subjects on this journey. It is so transformational and just, I mean, it can make all the difference in the world on this journey. And I'm just so happy to be sharing this with you this morning. So as we get started, we've got women from all over the world jumping on this call, and I want to make sure that everyone can hear me. So if you can hear me clearly, if you wouldn't mind just hitting *2 on your telephone keypad to let me know that you can hear me, that would be great. Again, *2 on your telephone keypad. If you can hear me, that would be great. Awesome. 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 Everyone can hear me. That's wonderful. So my loves, trying to conceive is a time when a woman may find that a trusty long-term relationship that she has had and has, you know, has been moving throughout her life, she finds it suddenly on the rocks. And that is the relationship that you have with your body. You know, you may have had a great relationship up to this point with your body, or maybe it's been one where, yeah, you know, take it or leave it. But boy, when we are struggling with fertility, things absolutely tend to get very interesting on this journey. And so the information I'm going to share with you today is really going to help you transform this and support yourself in this process. You know, whether your relationship has been one of ambivalence, frustration, complexity, or perhaps it's already an undying love affair, it will undeniably enter into a new phase when conceiving isn't happening as quickly or quite in the manner that you may have expected. So if you have found yourself doubting, or maybe you're even at bitter odds with your body right now, wishing that your ovaries, uterus, and just about everything else would just get with the program, my loves, you are not alone. And I want to reiterate this because our time together this morning is really special. One of the reasons why we do what we do for the Circle and Bloom community, and why I do what I do with my private coaching clients, is because we want to change the conversation about struggling with fertility and fertility in general. You know, there's so much shame and isolation and all kinds of, you know, things that just don't serve us that come up on this journey. So let this time that we have together this morning be the place where you get loved on, where you are seen, heard, and appreciated for exactly who and where you are on this journey. Okay, so if you are, for those of you just jumping on, again, this is Roseanne Austin, and welcome to Building Unshakable Confidence in Your Body, Trust and Love the Skin You Are In on the Fertility Journey. And so a lot of the time, you know, the question is, how do we make peace with the skin we are in on this journey when it seems like you and your body are headed in two completely different directions? And, you know, there can be a level of frustration or disappointment or whatever word you want to use on this journey. And that, my loves, is what we are going to take on in our discussion today. Today, you will learn why falling deeply in love with your body is one of the best things you can possibly do for yourself on this journey and where to start with that. You're also going to discover the power of clean slating any messiness that's festering between you and your beloved bod and why you must do that now. You'll also understand exactly how getting insanely comfortable with your body is the turning point for breaking free from fear, negativity, dreading your social media feed, and the crushing habit of why me. And by the end of this call, you are going to have a practical starting point, my loves, for deeply trusting and loving that gorgeous skin you are in. And I want to acknowledge you for taking the time to be part of this call today. It shows a real desire in you for more than just bumping along in suffering during this chapter in your life. You are smart enough to realize that the situation between you and your body must be right. And during our time together today, my loves, I encourage you to lean in and honor that desire in you because it's yours for the taking. You know, you signed up for this because, you know, you want to love and trust the skin that you are in. You want that unshakable confidence. Well, I am here to tell you in no uncertain terms, that is absolutely available to you. What it is going to require is that you go deep with this. You're investing an hour in this for a reason. Get what you came for. Be engaged. Ask questions. If there's something that you don't understand that I'm sharing or you want clarification on, raise your hands, my loves. You know, I'm going to move through the information that I have to share with you this morning efficiently so we can get to the Q&A section of this call because I think that's where a significant portion of the learning comes from. So if you have questions, write them down. And when it's time to ask the questions, raise your hand. Hit star 2 on your telephone keypad and just be in it to win it. This is for you. You know, get what you came for. You are going to get what you put into this, okay? This is your time. Okay, let this be the place where you can have a breakthrough, that you'll hear something that actually might change your day and the way that you look at your body. Okay, so as we also get started, I want to make sure that we send out a loving shout out to Joanne and the entire Circle in Bloom family for making this time together that we have possible. One of the things that we want to do, and you know, anyone who wants to move through this journey with any level of intelligence and awareness really starts to take responsibility for how they feel, what they think, and their actions on this journey. And that starts with setting an intention. And if you've ever been on these calls with me before, you know what's coming. And we start off by setting an intention. Set the intention that you will have for yourself while participating in this call. You know, when you set an intention, you take responsibility, and we love that because when you take responsibility, you have the power to change your results on this journey. So, you know, set your intention right now. Will you keep an open mind? Instead of saying, oh, that could never work for me or that seems too hard, you know, will you have the strength and the guts to ask yourself, how can I make this possible for me? You know, you are going to get out of this training exactly what you put in. So make the decision that you are all in and that you are going to play at a higher level on this journey. This is just an hour. Anyone can do anything for an hour. And you know what? Consider this time your self-care for the week, my loves. If you've been slacking off on your self-care or, you know, your heart could really use some compassion on this journey and your body, you've been hating on your body for all week, let this be the time that you set the intention to turn that around. So, okay, and my loves, I'm going to tell you, you know, women who take the time to set an intention for themselves on this journey, those are the women that manifest miracles. And there is a miracle out there for you. Yes, you. For those of you who don't know me, and are perhaps new to my work, my name is Roseanne Austin. I am a fertility journey transformation coach. And if you're scratching your head saying, what does that mean? My loves, let me make it plain and simple. I help women who are struggling with fertility get pregnant, whether they are trying to do so naturally or with the support of fertility treatment. I spent years on my own fertility journey while I was a trial attorney here in California. I spent so many years in overwhelm, chasing after every treatment, diet, healer, supplement, lotion, and potion, wondering why nothing was working for me. I spent $100,000 in this process and no baby. No baby to show for it. You know, I was beating myself up in this process endlessly, feeling jealous, isolated. You know, at times I hardly recognized the woman that I had become. You know, I was that woman that was looking at pregnant women sideways, wondering why them and not me. You know, it was one of the probably the hardest times in my life. It was something that I had never anticipated. And when my husband and I found ourselves in that place, it just completely turned our lives upside down. You know, I even was, you know, at my lowest point, you know, I agonized over whether my husband was going to leave me. And you know what was interesting is while I was sparing no expense and seemingly handling my business when it came to trying to get pregnant, I'm going to be honest with you, ladies. I was utterly failing at the one thing that is the foundation of health, well-being, and fertility, and that is mindset. You know, when I learned how to master my mindset on this journey, everything came together and I got pregnant. And what I learned in this process of, you know, learning to master my mindset on this journey, it changed my life to such a degree that I left my work as a state prosecutor and made the commitment to coach and mentor women around the world how to create the same results in their own lives. And, you know, so my loves, the expertise, the insight that you're getting during our time together is journey-tested insider information from a professional coach who personally triumphed on this journey and has successfully taught women around the world how to do the same. What I'm sharing with you this morning is not theory. I am not guessing. And this is not just something I read out of a book. This works. And I do this because I love it. I love helping other women make their dreams come true. And here's another thing I want to point out as we get started. If you've been on this journey long enough, you've probably figured out if it just came down to treatment, you'd be one and done. If it was just about diet, you'd eliminate some foods, then go shopping for baby clothes. Manifesting your fertility miracle on this journey is really about bringing all of the pieces that make sense for you together with mindset. It makes no sense to be getting state-of-the-art treatment, having the perfect diet, all the while being trapped in crippling stress, negativity, fear, and doubt. And if you have any doubt about this, my loves, all you have to do is look at your results. They speak for themselves. And I want to share something with you. I just got back from Maui, Hawaii, on Tuesday, and I was in Maui celebrating my baby moon with my husband. And because, yes, ladies, as I will share with you, I'm 43. Today, I am 43 and 25 weeks pregnant naturally. Okay, we'll talk about that more in just a second. But while we were in Maui celebrating our baby moon, I met a doctor, and she had been trying to conceive for just about 10 years. And there was something about me rocking my big old baby bump in a bikini. And she came over and she's like, oh my God, you know, wanting to, you know, talk about my bump. And she was 12 weeks pregnant at the time. And, you know, I asked her, I said, you know, trying to conceive for 10 years, you know, what was it that really did it for you? And in that, the course of that discussion, I mean, she agreed that what really turned things around for her was what she believed about herself. And this is a medical doctor. So, you know, I share that with you because I want you to really understand that you have more power than you think on this journey. What you believe about yourself matters. And, you know, I've seen this play out in my own coaching practice. And by making this this overlooked piece of the puzzle, you know, because we always hear about treatment, diet, supplements, acupuncture, and all of those things are wonderful. They're absolutely wonderful, and they are incredible modalities that, you know, if it's right for you, should absolutely be included in your journey, if that makes sense. But consistently across the board, regardless of what you're doing, mindset matters, okay? And so when you stop overlooking this piece of the puzzle and you have that in alignment and you take care of not just your body but your mind, you know, I have seen this with my clients time and again. When they get this right, they're able to make the seemingly impossible possible. You know, endometriosis, pregnant, PCOS, pregnant, poor egg quality, pregnant, unexplained infertility, pregnant, over 40, pregnant. You know, what these women create in their lives is possible for you too, and I'm going to share some of that with you today, my loves. And as I said before, today I am 43 and 25 weeks pregnant naturally, using the coaching and principles that I teach women all over the world. So not only are my clients proof of the power of mindset, and not only am I sure that you have anecdotal information about other women who are able to turn things around on their journey through the power of mindset, I am walking the talk and calling my own miracles in the face of my own ridiculous statistics. Because I'll tell you, as I said before, I spent a lot of money and many, many years in this process to be told that it would never happen for me. And to have it happen in my 40s naturally is an absolute testament to the power of mindset, and I want that for you. And this is why I'm 100% certain that when you apply what you learn, you do the work, and you get the coaching and mentorship that can make all the difference in the world, any woman has the power to call in her baby and make her dreams come true. And so if after this call you want to dive deeper into this with me, I'm going to tell you how you can do that. But with all of that being said, my love, let's dive in. So I want to talk with you about why falling deeply in love with your body is one of the best things that you can possibly do for yourself on this journey, and specifically where to start. So, my dears, I'm going to make this very, very simple, okay? I want this to be straightforward and simple for you. You've got one body in this lifetime that we are aware of, and the sooner that you fall deeply in love with it, the good, the bad, and the at times kind of ugly, the sooner you will manifest your fertility miracle. You know, I want you to think about how much time you spend absolutely disparaging your body, okay? We lament our uterus. We curse our ovaries. We beat ourselves up for being old. You know, maybe you even, if you're anything like I was, you know, maybe you torture yourself and call yourself broken or less of a woman because of your PCOS, endometriosis, fibroids, or lousy egg quality. You know, this journey has a very interesting way of dredging up our insecurities that perhaps you may have thought you resolved years ago. Well, you know, the challenges that we face on this journey will drag those buggers out and revive them like you cannot believe. You know, we also on this journey find ourselves falling prey to absolutely having our beliefs about ourselves shaped by statistics and probabilities. And we make those our truth instead of seeing them for what they are, opinions, okay? Statistics and probabilities, they are simply opinions. They do not have to be verdicts on this journey. And let me be clear about what I'm saying when I share that with you. That's not to say that you ignore medical advice or you totally cast aside, you know, what your doctor's opinions are of your chances on this journey, what's going on for you or whatever, but you've got to see them as exactly that, opinions, not verdicts. Medicine is not perfect, and what you believe about your body matters. I remember I was at an event, and they were talking about cancer survival rates. And one of the presenters said, there's two different kinds of cancers. There's can survive and can surrender. And they were talking about the power of belief in that process. And I believe that the same thing is true on your fertility journey. And so I am going to invite you, my loves, if you are caught up in this place of absolutely beating yourself up, or, you know, really being at war with your body, stop it now. Stop it. You know, let go of the grudge that you have against this gorgeous body of yours. You know, because from a practical standpoint, seriously, who is more likely to cooperate with you? And you know this from your daily life, right? Someone who you love and nurture as well as cherish, or somebody who you hold to impossible standards and who you cuss out at every chance you get, right? Seriously, the math is simple here. I invite you to love your body, revere her, and honor her. This is one of the best things that you will ever do for yourself on this journey because of what it will do for your state of mind and therefore your health. You know, I have coached and taught hundreds of women all over the world, and I have yet to hear anyone tell me that beating themselves up, being negative, living in fear, it brought them any closer to their baby. Not one of them. Not one of them has said, you know, gee, Roseanne, the reason why I finally got pregnant, wow, is because I was so at war with my body. I had such low self-esteem that it brought me my baby. You know, I mean, it sounds crazy to say it, but I want to really direct some attention on that and really, you know, maybe shake your world up a little bit about what you might be doing to yourself. And, you know, for the sole purpose of giving you the opportunity to have awareness that there is another way. You know, think about it. If you were in love with your body right now, how likely are you to waste a second on beating yourself up? Now, do you think that your stress level would drop if you loved and truly respected your body for exactly who she is today? The good, the bad, and the, you know, sometimes ugly, you know, we've all got it. And, you know, what kind of decisions would you be making if you loved your body? How much more confident and certain in your fertility would you be? You know, would you, instead of saying, you know, why aren't my ovaries cooperating, or, you know, whatever, you know, expletives you might want to throw in there because you're so frustrated, like, how, you know, how likely are you to keep saying those things if you really loved your body? You know, perhaps would you be saying different things instead, like, wow, my body is strong and she knows how to manifest a healthy pregnancy. You know, what would be possible for you if you felt differently about your body? You know, and for those of you who joined us for last month's teleseminar, you got to hear two incredibly inspiring stories from women who have been on this journey for a very long time. And one of them, Tracy, shared that she had been on this journey and had been struggling with uterine fibroids for 16 years. 16 years, and had pretty much been told that she would never be able to conceive and probably wouldn't ever have a healthy pregnancy. Well, as you heard, if you attended last month's seminar, you know, when she made the decision that her body was strong, her uterus could do this, you know, she got pregnant via IVF on the very first try. You know, she flat out told her doctor, and, you know, if you go back and listen to that, I mean, it's just, it'll bring tears to your eyes. But she flat out told her doctor, look, doctor, this is going to work. And lo and behold, 14 days after her fresh transfer, she was pregnant. So I want you to really take this in, my loves. I want you to make space for yourself to believe something different, to allow yourself to really shift the story that you might be telling yourself about you and about your body. Because here's the truth. You yourself are a miracle. The fact that you are on this call right now, living, breathing, thinking, hearing, and processing everything that I'm throwing at you is a miracle, and you must honor that. You know, I invite you to do something more than just focus on what is going wrong. I want to support you in this moment to look at what's right. Yes, you might be struggling with PCOS or endometriosis or thyroid issues or whatever's going on for you. But I want you to look at what is working, what is going right. Because here's the deal. As it is on your worksheet, you know, you can start falling deeply in love with your body. And then I want you to write this down, okay? You can start this by telling yourself the whole truth. Okay, your truth isn't just that you are struggling with fertility right now. It is so much more than that. You know, and you get to decide what that is, you know, but tell yourself the whole truth, you know, and that is what is going, you know, what's not going well, but also what's going very right. You know, you've got to see yourself as a whole, and the sooner that you see that, the sooner that you can appreciate yourself and really start to see that you are more than just this, you know, stressed out, broken woman who is struggling on this journey. Because while that may be part of your truth, it's not the whole truth unless you allow it to be. Okay, my loves? So tell yourself the whole truth. And when you commit to telling yourself the whole truth and nothing but the truth, you pave the way for falling deeply in love with your body. And I want to make this point. This is also on your worksheet, and I really encourage you to write this down, because some of us, whether it's through our social or familial conditioning, or maybe we're just running with negative Nancy's or, you know, jealous Jane's or whatever, I don't know, but we get caught up in this notion that loving yourself and more importantly, loving your body is somehow conceit. Okay, so let me disabuse you of that belief right now. Loving your body is not conceit. In fact, it is deep gratitude for all that you are. It is, my loves, the essence of humility. Okay, the love and the reverence that you have for this beautiful vessel that will be participating in carrying and bringing the child that you dream of to life deserves respect, okay? Loving that and loving the miracle of who you are is not conceit, okay? It is deep gratitude. So make sure that you write that down, because the more you own that and the more that you allow yourself to believe that, the better. And the faster you are going to turn things around on your journey, okay? So this, my loves, is so key. You know, I've worked with women, like I said, all over the world who, despite bitter relationships with their bodies, when they take care of this and they transform what they believe is possible for themselves, they make the impossible possible. And like I said, I'm going to say it 1,000 times. I want this for you. I am living proof of this. As I'm sharing this with you this morning, I can feel my son kicking. And I am a woman who was told on repeated occasions it would never happen. Okay? So I want you to really take in what is possible for you when you change what you believe about your body and what you believe about yourself. So this is a perfect segue, my loves, that when we talk about loving and you know, starting to trust our bodies, telling ourselves the whole truth, understanding that loving your body is not conceit, but in fact, deep gratitude. This is where I really want to share with you the power of what I call clean slating. Any messiness that's festering between you and that gorgeous body, and why you really, if you're smart, need to do it now, okay? And when you get on the path to falling deeply in love with your body, you can see the power and frankly the necessity of clean slating. All this means is that you wipe the slate clean of any anger, disappointment, grudges, bullying, betrayal, or otherwise that has marred the relationship that you have with your body. My loves, forgive your body, okay? And forgive her with all of your might, okay? Commit to loving her no matter what. You have the power to give her amnesty and decide to let bygones be bygones. You know, I've worked with women who have faced, you know, multiple miscarriages and have had multiple failed fertility treatments. And, you know, they get stuck in this place where it's just like, why is this not working? You know, everything seemed perfect. My medications were perfect. My body was responding. And she just, you know, didn't get the football across the, you know, across the touchdown line or whatever. Clearly I'm not a sports fan in the way that, you know, that came out. But I think you get the picture. You know, where did she drop the ball? Like, why is this happening? And I want to support you in the idea that, you know, when you clean slate with your body and when you give her the forgiveness for, you know, any letdowns, any disappointments that you have had in the past, you have the power to break the chains that are keeping you tied to the past. Okay, and I want you to write that down. You know, that's on the bottom of page 2 of your worksheet. When you clean slate with your body, you have the power to break the chains that are keeping you tied to the past. Because here's the deal. When you are stuck in the past, my loves, you just keep repeating old patterns that don't work. This is where you find yourself getting caught up in, if it didn't work last time, it's never going to work. You know, my results sucked last time, so they're going to suck this time. Or you find yourself ruminating over and over again about what happened a year ago, what happened 6 months ago. And allowing what has happened in the past to dictate what's happening in the present and ultimately the future. Because what you believe is possible for you is so strong. You know, if you really believe that things are going to fail, you have a funny way of ensuring that they will fail. Okay? This is why I want you to give yourself the opportunity to have a clean slate with your body. Bury the hatchet, you know, I mean, and just think about it. What is this going to do for your level of energy? What would this do for your confidence if you just let the past go? How fertile do you feel when you're living your journey wrapped up in the past? Right? Feels pretty bad. And when you're stuck in the past and when you're faced with new opportunities on your journey, you know, you just end up circling the drain, thinking about the way things were and, you know, and allowing yourself to get stuck, thinking it happened one way last time and it's bound to happen this way now. And I want to give you a powerful exercise. This is not in your worksheet, but I want you just to take a few notes on this, and perhaps you might allow yourself to do this later today. Or if Sunday is a day where, you know, you wind down and you have time to think about the coming week, this would be a really practical exercise for you to consider. And that is, I want you to write down all of the conflict that you may have brewing with your body right now. You know, get out a clean sheet of paper and write down every grievance that you have with your body right now. What are you upset about? You know, what are you pissed off about? What do you wish was different? You know, get it all out on paper. Get it out of your head and get it on paper. You know, write down every disappointment, every failure, everything that is festering between you and your body. And when you are done, I want you to take the time to read it over. Feel the weight of all of that. Feel the pain of what it's like to hold on to that. Feel it deeply. And when you're done, you know, decide, you know, look that over and decide if you're done carrying all that garbage around. You know, is it serving you to carry all of these things around with you? And if you're done with those old stories, those old hurts, and that old pain, crumple up that piece of paper and throw it away. You know, it's a symbolic gesture, but it's also a very powerful gesture to create distance, between you and the past on this journey, and to truly give yourself an opportunity to live it differently, okay? Decide that from today on, or the day that you do this exercise, that you and your body will have a clean, loving slate based on mutual respect, okay? I want you to clean up that mess between you and your body because it feels so good, and you unleash her power, my loves, when you do that. It feels amazing. I mean, I bet even describing the act of writing down all of your grievances, looking at them, feeling them, and then deciding, you know what, I'm done with this, crumpling up that paper and throwing it away, I bet that even in your mind feels good. Just imagine how good it's going to feel when you actually take the time and do it. Kick off those cement shoes of the past and allow yourself to have a different experience, my loves. So let's talk about how getting insanely comfortable with your body is, in fact, the turning point for breaking free from fear, negativity, dreading your social media feed, and crushing that boring habit of whining. When you get insanely comfortable with your body, my loves, you see the whole truth about her, and you revere her in the way that she deserves to be revered. You simply can't help but feel amazing. I'm telling you, this is the kind of amazing that puts you in a high vibrational place of confidence and certainty. And let's be honest, isn't that what each and every one of you could use right about now? Confidence and certainty on this journey? You know, when you feel good and confident about your body, you don't get wrapped up in fear and negativity because you know your miracle's coming and you know you can do this. You know, when you allow yourself to go to that place where, look, you know, I feel amazing. I love myself. I love my body. This feels good. I may not know when. I may not know exactly how my baby's going to come, but I know it, and I know this beautiful body can do it. You don't get caught up in jealousy over what you see in your social media feed or about your friends or your relatives who are getting pregnant at the drop of a hat because you believe your body can do it too. And the other part of that is you free yourself from the why me victim mentality that can take over on your journey that is just gross. You know, think about it. When you get stuck in a why me and I'm a victim mentality, which both Bianca and Tracy talked about in last month's teleseminar, how gross that is and how they felt trapped in that. I mean, and I was there too. I mean, it felt gross. It was an absolute betrayal of the woman that I really was on this journey. You know, when you get really clear about your body, what you actually believe about your body, you forgive the things that have happened in the past and you start loving on her and feeling more confident in her. You just get out of that gross place. When you are insanely comfortable with your body, my loves, you just release all of that self-sabotaging nonsense, and you deeply connect with the truth that you will find a way. And let's take a second here. Close your eyes and think about how you would feel if you were deeply in love with your body and believed that your body has the power to work miracles. Just take that in. If you believe that today, in fact, if you spent the rest of the day feeling that way, how different would your outlook be on your journey? How different would your interaction with your partner be? How different would your interaction with your friends be? How bad would you feel if you came across a birth or pregnancy announcement in your Facebook feed? How different? How different would that be if you allowed yourself to have that? And this is all possible for you. If you're listening to this and you actually felt that uplifting energy and it felt possible, or even if you were struggling to imagine what that felt like because you've been in such a dark place for a long time, that's okay. Just know that the more you commit to this and the more you allow this into your life, the more available it will be for you. Okay? So my loves, you now have the awarenesses that you need for a practical starting point on this journey. You know, when you get insanely comfortable with your body, you know, that means that you have the power to turn all of that negative energy, dreading your social media, crushing the habit of why me and the victim mentality, you get to kick all of that off of the bus. So you have those awarenesses, and today you've learned why falling deeply in love with your body is one of the best things you will ever do for yourself on this journey, and you learned where to start. In fact, you wrote it down. This, my loves, is the essence of unshakable confidence in your body. And seriously, how different would your journey be right now if you had trust and faith in that body of yours? I've said it 100 times before, and I'm going to say it again, my dears. Your mindset matters, and what you think about and believe about yourself is a game changer. And in sharing this with you, my objective has been to save you years of misery and help you get on the fast track to your miracle, because I have done it. I have seen my clients do it. Women all over the world are doing it, and I want the same for you. So building unshakable confidence, my loves, is just one of the facets of mastering your mindset on your fertility journey. It's just part of the Fertility Miracle Mindset 5-step structure that I mentor and coach my clients through. You know, not only does what I teach help them transform their fertility journey, they develop confidence and certainty, and they unleash in their lives, you know, the kind of energy that just makes them unstoppable on this journey. And it is truly a sight to be seen. I'm going to tell you, mindset is so often the missing link. So for those of you that know it's high time that you've got different results on this journey and that you're sick of being in a place of fear, negativity, doubt, and stress because it's doing nothing for you, it's time that we had a conversation. So our gift, and we're about to start the Q&A because I want to get to your questions. But, you know, for those of you who want more of this, you're like, holy crap, I need to get out of this cycle of fear, negativity, and hating my body and self-sabotaging. You know, as a gift to the Circle and Bloom community, we're giving you an opportunity to have some time with me. We're offering some limited spots in my calendar for women who are ready, okay, ready to finally have all the pieces in place for getting the best possible results on this journey. And that means taking care of your mind and taking care of your body. So for those of you who want to take advantage of that, this is, again, like I said, this is for women who are committed to success and are taking responsibility and taking action to get what they want. And that's the family that they dream of. You can go to my website, which is www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough, and you can request and apply for a breakthrough session with me so that you can learn about how you can get some of this goodness and you can be one of these women that absolutely transforms the trajectory of her fertility journey. Let's make this real for you. There's no point in just taking, you know, just passively taking this information in. You know, jump in with both feet. Ask the questions that you have. You know, dare to shake things up on this journey. You know, this is all available for you. You have the opportunity to change how you feel, how you approach your journey, and all of that delightful goodness that is possible for you. So, and let's see, I do have some questions. I've got a question here from Catherine in North Carolina. Catherine asks, I have diminished ovarian reserve and I'm beginning my first IVF cycle. Do you have any specific advice for me in starting this unknown process? Great question, Catherine, and I'm going to assume that when you say unknown process, you are starting, you are meaning IVF. Okay. Well, having gone through, I don't know how many IVF cycles myself, I can tell you that, you know, one of the most important things that you can do for yourself is ask a lot of questions. Get informed about, you know, what your cycle is about, you know, what is your protocol. You know, when you have information, you empower yourself to know what's going on rather than just sort of bumping along on your journey, wondering what's happening, you know, kind of allowing things to just sort of happen around you. This is your body, Catherine. This is your life. This is your dream. Get actively involved in it, my love. Dare to ask the question, you know, that you have on your heart about what's going on. You know, get yourself informed. You know, the other thing that I would really encourage you, other than, you know, just educating yourself, is get real about what you believe is possible for you. Invest the time in changing what you believe about your body. Give yourself that respect. Give your body that love, Catherine. And, you know, that's a great starting point. And, I mean, and think about it. Wouldn't you rather start an IVF cycle, which is it's very expensive, it's very stressful, but, you know, wouldn't you rather give yourself a leg up on this journey and give yourself an opportunity to think differently about what's possible for you from the start? It can make all the difference in the world, my love. So I hope that helps you. So I have a question coming in from Kay, who's listening online. So what's your question and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Salt Lake City.
Okay. And what you got
Utah.
For me? Beautiful.
Well, I'm
city,
41
my
years
love.
Old.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, thank you. It's gorgeous. Thank you. I'm 41 years old. I'm trying to conceive for the first time, married for the first mm-hmm. time recently.
And congratulations.
Just recently, you know, for the last year, I've had bothersome fibroids, never had them before, never had a problem with that area. And so I'm bleeding for 30, 40 days in a row. And it's really hard to conceive when you're trying to, when you're constantly bleeding, and it's hard to stay positive. I just don't know what to do. And I just don't know how to not, you know, start to feel like my body is broken, or, you know, feel like time is really running out, or, you know, what to do.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to shift that?
Excuse me?
Do you want to shift that?
Yeah. I've always really believed that my body is a magnificent machine and was built to do amazing things.
So what are you doing to address that?
Well, I have an appointment with I've done some acupuncture. I've done
Great.
A lot of acupuncture, and that really helps mentally, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have an appointment in April to see a gynecologist for a laparoscopic or for a surgery consult. And then
mm-hmm.
in May, I have an appointment with an RE, and it's so far out because these are people that came highly recommended by some doctor friends of mine. And I've gone to a couple of gynecologists, and it's just kind of like, yeah, you'll probably need donor eggs, or, you know, this is going to be, you may get pregnant, but then it's going to be, you know, high rate of miscarriage. They're two small fibroids. I know it's been done. And I know at my age, it's been done.
So let's get into reality about this. You said something very powerful just a few moments ago. You said that, you know, up to this point, you believe that your body was this powerful machine and that you can do anything. Your present circumstances are such that you're bleeding right now, right? That, I mean, we don't deny that. That's the reality for you right now.
Right. 40 days of period.
Okay, great. That's fine. But let's tell yourself the whole truth, right? Up to this point, your body has been thus far healthy, right? It's a powerful machine that can do anything.
Yes.
Let's also tell yourself the whole truth. Yes. Okay. And this is why what I was sharing with you is so important. You know, you've got to tell yourself the whole truth. The rest of the truth is that you, over the course of the next couple months, you know, we're talking about what, 2.5 months? We're almost to the end of March. So less than, you know, just over 2 months,
yes.
You're going to be seeing a doctor about addressing the fibroid issue. You're also going to be seeing an RE. And
yep.
So you are taking steps. The truth is, yes, you're bleeding for 40 days right now. The other truths are that you are seeking attention to help ameliorate that situation. You're getting acupuncture. You're seeing specialists. You're seeing an RE. You are doing intelligent things to help support yourself in this process. So while the fact is today you are bleeding for 40 days, the rest of the truth is that you are going to do the things that you need to do to address this situation. And yes, indeed, you may have been trying for 15 months, but you may have had this underlying fibroid condition and you just didn't know about it. So in having the awareness of what's going on, taking the intelligent, I want to give you a lot of credit. You're not just at home feeling sorry for yourself. You're
some
taking
of that.
The intelligent. Well, and that's okay. That's all right. Because, but that's not the whole story.
Right.
Our point is to empower you and get you back into reality and back into being this powerful woman with this powerful body that can do anything and has no reason up to this point to believe that it can't happen for her other than the current situation that you're bleeding for 40 days. I mean, the rest of your story is not written, love. It's just not.
True.
And you're doing amazing things to put yourself into the path of success. You're doing what you know to do. So you have a choice, okay? You can buy the story that this one fact that you are bleeding for 40 days and that you've got, or two facts, that you're bleeding for 40 days, and the second fact is you have two small fibroids. You can let that dictate what you believe about your body, or you can take all of the years of information that you've had up to this point that your body is a beautiful machine that can do anything, and you can lead with that, or you can lead with those other two facts. It's the choice is yours.
Got it.
And you sound intelligent enough to know, I mean, this isn't rocket science, but it is about moving past the scary beliefs and the self-sabotage that we get into by putting so much faith in what scares us. We put more faith in what scares us than what we know uplifts us. And that's a tragedy. And that has the power to shake so many things up on this journey. But what do you choose, my love?
Well, I choose to forge ahead. And, you know, thanks for reminding me to focus on the positive, because it really is more right than wrong. I know there's a lot of other women out there who can relate, but it's really kind of hard when the symptoms are a daily reminder of the negative.
Okay. Well, that all that does is present you with the fact that you've got to work a little bit harder and just say, look, you know, despite present circumstances and evidence to the contrary, I choose to believe blank.
It's not over.
Yes. So let that be the truth that you lead with. I mean, because I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong for being frightened or for being concerned. That's not the, you know, that who wants to make you wrong for that? You're a human being. You're gorgeous. You're amazing. And I'm hearing this energy from you that is absolutely infectious. Okay. You have what it takes to live your journey on your terms. And I don't hear from you that you are a woman who is ready to just throw in the towel and allow, you know, statistics and all of these other things to dictate your future. There's something that I teach in every one of these teleseminars, and that's basically this notion that you've got to look at your fertility as a mosaic. Every piece matters. So, of course, taking care of your body, taking care of your mind, eating properly, you know, all of these things come together to create a complete picture of your fertility. So you have a choice. You can focus on one small piece in that mosaic, or you can look at it as a whole.
I like that.
And, you know, yeah, and the choice is, it's, you know, and it's not right or wrong. It's just what is more likely to get you what you want? What is more likely to call in your miracle? The negativity or the deep, unabiding belief in yourself and that being a mom was meant for you? Because I'm not afraid to say this. And, you know, if anything, I am a very bold woman, but it comes from confidence of knowing that women can do what they need to do on this journey and they can triumph, is that if you feel it in your heart that you are going to be a mother, it's there for a reason.
Yes. Thank you so much for reminding me.
You are so welcome, my love. And thank you for having the guts to raise your hand.
Sure. Are you going to be doing more of these webinars?
Girl, we've been doing them. I think this is like the 10th one. So yeah, we are absolutely going to be doing them. So remember, you get to dictate for yourself on this journey what your, you know, how you're going to live it, the way you feel about yourself, the way you feel about your body. And the sooner you do that, the sooner you empower yourself to transform your results. You have it in your heart to be a mom, and you have it in your heart because it is meant for you. Go and live your journey with that belief. Lead with that belief, my loves, because if it's in your heart, it was meant for you, and it, don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Okay. So this is Roseanne Austin. I am signing off, my loves. May you have a wonderful Saturday. And again, let's thank the Circle in Bloom community and Joanne and the entire Circle in Bloom family for making this possible. I'm sending you so much love, and I look forward to being with you next month.